Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Finance Minister.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
I.e., in that sense, the government saying we would be supportive of that, it takes on a whole new dimension. It makes it much more realistic that it actually will happen.
Now, on Monday, we saw the share prices of both UBS and Credit Suisse fall fairly dramatically on the back of this news. I suppose the key question is, what will happen, do you think? And when will it happen? And is this share price response justified?
It's bound to come to Parliament sometime next year. So we don't really know yet if it will be adopted at all, what the time frame will be, what the exact number will be, etc. But as I said, it looks likely that something will happen. And also the public mood in Switzerland is such that it makes it pretty likely that they'll do something more to make their banks safer as they see it. Because you have to remember that the Swiss banks, UBS and Credit Suisse, account for 3 times the national gross domestic product in Switzerland. So their banks, in a way, are outsized the size of the country.
The system had a pretty big scare with what happened to UBS in the crisis.